Hey, C3 family, Thursday's edition of New in 22. We are in 1 Peter chapter 4 today, and there's really not a whole lot of, I guess, information or advice or directives that we haven't seen here, but it's just flat out good reading. It's good reading because it reminds us of some important things. He starts out by talking about living for God. He then goes into, you know, suffering for being a Christian. And that's really the main theme of chapter 4 today. I want to point out just a couple things for you. And verse 3, he says, "For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry." He sounds a whole lot like Paul. In Paul repeated this theme over and over again in Galatians and Ephesians and Romans. And so he's just saying this: don't waste your time on who you used to be. You've spent enough time living in sin. It's time to grow in God. And then I want to pick it up in verse 8. He kind of sums it up this part by saying, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins." Man, don't you wish there were some things the Bible didn't say? Because some of these things are extremely hard to do. I think the two hardest things, at least for me in this chapter, are that, above all else, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. So what's that? What that's saying is that we need to love people who sin against us. And that's hard. That's so against our human nature. But you remember, our human nature is a sin nature. And Jesus calls us to forgive. And I'm working on that in my life. I hope you're working on that in your life. And then the second thing that is the hardest thing in this chapter for me is, you remember, God calls us to do hard things, right? Verse 16, "However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed." You ready for this? "But praise God that you bear that name." Now, how often when we suffer as Christians, when we're persecuted, because if you're really living your life for the Lord, you're going to be persecuted. But when we're persecuted, do we like consider it wonderful, and do we just praise God for that? I think that's just not what we tend to usually do, is to praise God. But as we are image bearers of God, the closer we get to Him, the more that we recognize that we can just be full of joy because we know how the story ends. So live for God. You will suffer for being a Christian if you're truly following God. He says in verse 14, "If you're insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you." Remember that. Go into today being bold in your faith and knowing that the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Have a great day. Be back with you tomorrow as we wrap up 1 Peter.